two sisters in Detroit, and they are doing very well. Very well for themselves.
Well, it sounds like that family always does very well.
Very good. Now, this was on his mother's side, but then his dad's side, they were not exactly. He had an uncle to commit suicide, and that's unusual for black people.
Yeah.
He was a big farmer down South Augusta, and he lost a great deal. Sounds like white folk, doesn't it? But other than that, he is a close. Well, I said like this. They were a close, knitted family. They are just as fond of their cousins as if they were brothers. This is the kind of closeness they had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was one of the reasons why I would go to Charleston so much, because he had an aunt who lived in Charleston, and she took care of state children. And the husband was working at the Navy Yard. We married him here 3 weeks ago. Now that one had his aunt who lived in Charleston had three sons. And would you believe? One's a practicing physician in Los Angeles now. The other one is a principal of school in Arlington, Virginia. And the one who was a lawyer was buried here in June. He was diabetic.
Hmm.
Would you believe that three of them turned out just right?
Yeah.
You know, you don't usually. Well,
it's unusual.
It
unusual
is.
For any family, I think.
You've got to have a sheep somewhere.
Yeah, right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Let me really tell you this. My husband's father worked for one of Augusta's leading Port of committed suicide, and I have the gun here at the house now.
Oh, really?
And I have his eyeglasses, too. Now, his mother had, when she sold, well, we really sold the property for her because she was 80-ish then. But, you know, people have a way of moving you out. If they want your property, they will get it one way or the other.
Yeah.
So we thought it best that she sold. And she had lived, at one time, that was called Somerville.
Mm-hmm.
This was the Somerville section of Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
She had lived there 60 years, and she had antiques untold.
I bet.
Beautiful, expensive, rare things. And when we sold that property for her, we bought her a house down on Mary Street. Now a lot of that stuff is down there now.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But she had worked for prominent people also in the city. They're all dead now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know one thing I wanted to ask you was, do you have any idea why Boy Scout Road here was called Boy Scout Road? It must have been.
Yes. Years and years ago, they had a Boy Scout camp right up. Do you know anything about this area?
No, not.
But beyond Mary School, where I work, and as you go around the curve, it was a little pond, and they had a little Boy Scout hut there. Yeah, now, I don't even remember this, but.
This must have been a pretty long time ago, I
yeah,
think.